David Niren's top five things. So that's, there we go. That's better. Nothing like a show spending the first 30 seconds figuring out how they sound. Why would we do that before the show starts?
Here, let me clear my throat.
I hope you don't mind.
Our cameras stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival.
Welcome to the top five things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello.
Who, despite the heat indices in the 90s, is wearing a jacket.
A light one.
Is that light enough for you? Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow when it's in the hundreds, are you going to still have a light jacket on? Or
I like to have...
Are you getting to the point in your life now where you're old that you're always cold? Is that what's going on?
Well, a lot of times I have... A lot of times I'll have the temperature set at like 65.
Oh, okay.
So that helps. I like that meat locker thing.
So that's...
I remember being a kid.
Yeah.
And there used to be a butcher shop not far from Niabe Zoo.
Okay.
And they hold the jokes. But I remember going in there as a kid.
Cut the giraffe this thick.
Hey, Morty, make the giraffe this thick for me, okay? What's good today? What's fresh? The wallaby. I'll take it. Leave the bone in. But there was this butcher shop, and going in there, and it was probably July or August as a little kid, and then all of a sudden there was the front room where they would ring you out and everything, and they would have other things like hostess pies and such.
Oh my God! And bread. The hostess pies.
And then you would walk
fruit pie the magician.
That's right.
We're going down the river in deepest, darkest Africa when we're attacked by crocodiles. Oh, look who's here. Fruit Pie the Magician. I'll turn those hungry gators into delicious snack cakes.
You turn everything into snack
cakes. That's your answer for goddamn everything,
well,
Fruit
Pie. Well, that's really a superpower. Power?
Do you kids want to know why they call
power.
Me Fruit Pie? No, we have an idea.
No, we know.
We think we know what's going on, Fruit Pie.
We know, Magic Man.
I have a secret. I'm Fruit Pie the Magician.
No, it's not a secret. Not a secret to anybody. But then you would go into the back where they were actually, you would pick out your meats and whatever, and they were also doing the cutting and the sawing.
Yeah.
And they had it so cold, and it intrigued me. It's like, well, this isn't the worst. It's so hot outside,
yeah.
And you're working in here.
Our local butcher shop, and actually it was not that local. You had to drive a little bit of a ways to get to it. But you know, when you have a good butcher, you go to that butcher shop. Ours, though, when I was growing up back in the burbs, was a place called Jerry's Meat Market. And Jerry's Meat Market...
Well, there's one of those here in the Quad Cities.
Is there really?
Well,
is it a chain?
It's not a chain. It's not a franchise. It just happens to be there.
That guy's name is Jerry, too?
It's over in Moline, right?
Jerry Butcherman?
I don't know if his name is Butcherman.
Anyway, at Jerry's Meat Market, when I was a kid, I remember two things about it. One was, I had just seen the Brady Bunch episode where Bobby... And Greg
get locked
in Sam's freezer.
You didn't want that happening to
and
you.
And I thought, be on alert. I can remember walking in there being very cold and thinking, don't get locked in there.
Don't turn your back on anyone.
And then they had like a little candy thing. Like it was like fruit pies and like
bread,
sour balls and whatnot. And I remember thinking, who eats candy with meat? Like, that seemed like a weird combination to me.
Mm.
Although it's pretty common for butcher shops to have... Meatheads over here is a great candy shop. Maybe the best candy shop in the Quad Cities.
Candied hams.
Yeah, well, there you go. And then the other thing was, you could get your dog a bone. You would say, hey, I've got a dog. Would you make a dog a bone? And we would get Pepper, who was a good dog, not a great dog. We would be able to get him a free bone, or maybe it was 50 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd bring the bone home and the white paper, and I remember thinking,
giving the dog a bone.
Exactly, that's where that comes from, that phrase, is giving a dog a bone. And the great thing about giving Pepper, who, again, good dog, not a great dog, the thing about giving Pepper...
Why do you
Pepper,
need to point that out?
Just in memory of him. The great thing about giving
him
a bone...
Liked him, didn't love him.
I was very fond of him.
Yes.
Wouldn't say I loved him.
Huh.
He loved my leg.
Mm.
So giving the dog a bone, it was like 30 seconds where he wasn't humping and just making love to your left leg. That dog...
To completion.
Sometimes. If you let him go at it a while. Yeah. No thanks.
Remember that happening to a buddy one time?
The dog completed on his leg? Yeah.
we're
that just means he likes you.
We're at another friend's house, and God, I think a Chuck Norris movie was on.
Okay.
I don't know if that worked into the dog's,
that's part of his MO.
Amorous intentions or not.
Do you think Chuck Norris maybe got him worked up?
Put that Chuck Norris on. I think that's the only Chuck Norris movie I've ever watched. Does this happen with all animals during Chuck Norris movies? Does this happen during Texas Ranger?
Put Delta Force in. I have a very peculiar tastes. Put in Invasion USA. Anyway, we're trying to watch A Force of One. When the dog comes in and just lets my buddy have it.
Just won't leave him alone.
There is a Chuck Norris movie called Top Dog. That was I wonder if that was...
Reggie the Wonder Dog.
Oh, Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie the Wonder Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
We do have some breaking news.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
This is getting a lot of traction. Dog the Bounty Hunter's ex-wife is dead.
Mm.
Beth Chapman, dead at the age of 51. Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter, remember that show?
Yes, now was he capable of informing us without referencing Led Zeppelin?
Did he all? No, he isn't. Why do you say that?
Why? What was his statement?
His statement is, it's 5:32 in Hawaii. This is the time she would wake up and go hike Cocoa Head Mountain.
Every day?
Only today she hiked the Stairway to Heaven.
Tell you what, that guy in Led Zeppelin.
Does he always quote Led Zeppelin?
Seems like it to me.
And he quotes Ozzy here, too. He said, he quotes Kiss, and then he quotes Beth. He says, we all love you, Beth. See you on the other side. Now, they weren't married anymore, right?
Okay, I don't know.
Didn't she leave him for like a child or something that she married?
No, that was Hulk Hogan's wife.
Oh, I'm getting my big-chested reality TV stars confused.
Didn't they both do the same thing? Like, Hulk and his wife broke up, and they both started dating younger versions of each other?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that I got confused. So they were still together. Beth Chapman is Dwayne, the dog bounty man, whatever the hell he was called.
They had not broke up.
Okay, they were still together. Okay.
That's who you're thinking of.
Yeah, well, does he really mention Stairway to Heaven a lot, or did you hear?
No, not necessarily Stairway to Heaven.
Just always
just Zeppelin?
Zeppelin. He quoted Zeppelin. I'll be dead honest. I never watched 2 minutes of the show.
Mm.
It was just a lot of him going, hey, man, we got to get these guys. Right? I mean, what was the point of Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Well, he was out to make a dollar.
Okay, so these are people that didn't come back for bail, and there was like a reward.
And there's
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's a bounty.
And then he hasn't been on the air for a while, because didn't he say a bunch of like racist stuff or something? Or am I thinking of Hulk Hogan?
I don't know.
Who got in trouble for saying racist stuff? They're not the same person,
are
they?
No, they are not.
Brother, you're going to jail, brother, for jumping bail. You do it. You do the Hulk Hogan the best.
Better than the original?
That's Fabio.
Oh.
Now, is Fabio somehow involved in this story? There's too many layers here. I can't keep track of this damn thing. Beth Chapman dead at the age of 51. So now we just wait for two more celebrities to pass away. Because they always die in threes, right?
We'll see.
Isn't that the commonly held belief? I want to play you this tender moment. This is from a preschool graduation.
Graduating? We're off to kindergarten.
Graduating. Preschool.
Isn't okay. Yeah.
And the preschoolers are having their graduation ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And at one point there's one little boy who the teacher would like to be quiet. She wants the kids they're going to start the ceremony here as these preschoolers
and we need you to
are
be
graduating.
Quiet.
And she's trying to get everybody to calm down so they can start the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to hear what this one They're so adorable at this age. They say the
they
cutest
do that
things.
Sort of they do that sort of thing at the ballpark.
What's that?
That they have a ceremony like that. They will, the former Dave and Darren Sports Lounge.
Yeah, right.
That's where they'll hold such a thing.
For preschoolers?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. What a neat thing. This is at the preschool here, and this little man, I don't know. This just strikes me as adorable, as the teacher tries to calm him. Little pomp and circumstance going on. They got their caps on.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Dave.
Not
nice.
No, thank you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, yes, he has graduated. Does he have a problem with loud voices?
I don't know what his problem is. But I love
this kid. She is screaming.
I love this kid. Did I show you the video of the kid who...
Play that for me again.
Okay, this
is the... Is the problem the volume?
Maybe. Again, the pomp and circumstances going on. They got their caps on, and it's... Time to graduate preschool.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey,
Dave.
Hey.
No,
nice.
No, thank you.
You
need to leave? No, bitch.
Oh, I took a DNA test.
It turns out.
I'm 100% that bitch.
Isn't that marvelous? Oh, this kid, they end up dragging him out of the ceremony.
Oh, God.
Someone has made a decision that maybe he shouldn't be here for this moment. I will say this. Every class reunion, they're going to bring this up. Remember when we graduated preschool?
Well, here's the thing, yeah. A class reunion that doesn't take place for another 18 years.
Right?
The first opportunity.
Did I show you this? I know this is a visual. If you want to see the video, I tweeted this out a couple of days ago. Did you see this? The little leaguer catcher who gets kicked out of a game?
No.
Okay, I think you'll love this kid, too. Now, this is a visual that Darren's going to be able to enjoy. But so this is a little league baseball game, right? And the kid is catching.
Yeah.
He throws a guy out at third.
Yeah.
Ump calls him safe. The kid obviously says something the ump doesn't agree with. And he kicks him out of the game, and the kid's like, I'm out. How about you take this mask and take this? And then at the end, watch it. And how about F you, ump?
Yeah, see that? He
fires both birds up at the air. This kid can't be any older than 9. And he's just like, take my mask, take my chest protector, here's my mitt.
Well, that reminds me of my buddy, Elder Douglas, who finally got the opportunity to pitch, and in doing so... walked several, hit a couple people, didn't get anybody out, and he got pulled with no outs in the first inning, and he took his clothes off. He took his uniform off and sat in the stands.
That's fantastic. You want to get into the top 5 things?
Yeah,
we've got a lot of things to get to today.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by... Factory of Fears Infected. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents the return of Infected, the Quad City's only summertime haunt, and it's this weekend. This weekend only, Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th from 8 till midnight. Tickets are just $15, VIP 20. Available online at factoryoffear.com. Groups are going to be limited to 5 or less, and tickets are very limited. Factory of Fear is located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Factory of Fear presenting Infected. Infected puts you and your group in a new storyline in which you choose your path and you control the outcome. Zombies have completely taken over and you're locked in. Can you find the serum in time and make it out alive or become infected yourself? Total chaos, more scares, possibilities, and surprises than ever. It's this weekend and this weekend only, the 28th and 29th. Infected, the very first zombie survival experience in the Quad Cities Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
All right, number one today on the top 5
number
things.
Number
one on your top 5 things. Boys and girls, if we could all be quiet. How about this? In New York, they have a brand new way for you to unwind. Snake massage. Snake massage is, remember a... The last episode we had, we talked about people who think it's a good idea to do tiger yoga. This is in Poughkeepsie. July 16th is World Snake Day, by the way.
Once a snake masseuse, always a snake masseuse.
Yes, and this masseuse uses boa constrictors. to massage your body.
Because my hands are so weak.
Does this seem like the best idea? Let's go to CBS 2 here in New York.
Big day.
Some cultures revere the serpents, while others simply keep them as pets. Now you can even get a snake massage. Whoa. New this morning, CBS 2's Vanessa Murdoch introduces us to a woman known as Serpentessa.
What?
Boa, yeah, that's right. Serpentessa is the
Serpentessa.
Masseuse. Serpentessa is her name. And I have to assume that's a family name and that they're all snake handlers. I have to assume.
Strictors, some longer than 6 feet, slither all over Pam Kelly's body. We witnessed her first snake massage with Serpentessa at Dreaming Goddess in Poughkeepsie.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Serpentessa shows her 4 snakes intertwined, all possible participants. Psyche's the chosen one, for now.
Enjoy them and feel them on you.
Ultimately, Serpentessa guides 3 snakes onto Pam. She can't force them to do anything. Each serpent chooses its own path, gliding over her, wrapping around her feet, her head, even resting on her neck.
Okay, it's a boa constrictor.
Stimulate the vagus nerve in our body, and that releases endorphins and oxytocin.
No, I don't know.
Those are the feel-good hormones.
Yeah, I don't know that they're that feel-good, because we're looking at this video and the snake is wrapped around her
this
head.
This looks like an episode of The Carson Show back in the 70s.
So what happens first? Someone dies in Florida from tiger yoga, or someone dies in Poughkeepsie from snake massage?
The race is on.
I'll tell you what the smart money's on.
Florida.
Sorry, not sorry.
Number two.
Number two, a Alabama car dealership has a deal that is so Alabama it borders on. Like, if I lived in Alabama, I'd be offended. If you buy a car from this dealership in Alabama, they will give you a Bible, a shotgun, an American flag.
Oh, boy.
Chatham, Alabama. They say we're going to be celebrating July 4th a little bit differently this year.
Why would you be doing that? I get it if it's like a welcome basket if you're coming from somewhere else, but if you already live in Alabama, right, you already have those things.
Who doesn't have a shotgun, a Bible, and a
If it's a transplant from Minnesota,
right,
and then all of a sudden there's a new job in Alabama, right. I get it.
Here's how we do down here. Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Roll damn tide.
Doesn't make any damn sense. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently this year, he says. Here we go. The 4th of July at this dealership in Alabama. Again, if you buy a car, this is how they're trying to get people to come down to buy a car. If you buy a car, they'll give you a gun, a Bible, and an American flag. You want to hear some of this?
All brand new?
You want to hear some of this? Nothing's brand new in that state. Are you kidding me? Here's some of what this hillbilly has to say.
Area, let y'all know that we're going to be celebrating July 4th a little bit differently this year. Starting from the time between now and the end of July to July 30th.
July? Is that how they say it? July?
I know what you're saying.
Loud and clear. I get you, buddy.
I get it.
We call it July because you know what that means. July. Is that really how they talk down there?
He said Wagner.
Hey, y'all, this is Kobe Palmer over here at Chatham Ford in Chatham, Alabama. I just want to reach out to everybody in the area and let y'all know that we're going to be celebrating July 4th.
I'm going to talk right in the microphone that's blowing in the wind for some reason. We got the mic in a wind tunnel for some goddamn reason.
We got
a little bit differently this year. Starting from the time between now and the end of July to July 31st, everyone that comes into our dealership and purchases a new pre-owned or certified pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, not only are they going to get the great deals and service that we provide here, they're also going to get a Bible, an American flag, and also a 12-gauge shotgun. So if you want any more information on everything that you're going to get over here at Chatham Ford in Chatham, Alabama, call, click, or text.
Okay, well, that's
yeah, and we're also going to have the Roy Moore kissing booth.
Why don't you give him shoes? How about a pair of shoes if you buy a car? Something these hill people could use.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. It's going to be happening on Saturday, July 6th. Starts and ends at Oscars Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 per person. You can register the day of, starting at 11 a.m. The fee, of course, includes the ride, a t-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including the Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com or call 563-284-2331. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Hey, y'all, it's Dave Lavora from Quad City Ford. Come on down to Quad City Ford between now and July 4th, and everyone in the Quad Cities that buys a new or pre-owned vehicle that's certified by our good friends at Ford is going to get a Whitey's ice cream cone, a bottle of bug soother, and some ranch dressing. I mean, how much damn sense would that make?
Ranch dressing?
Yeah, people love ranch dressing in the Midwest.
Hmm. So they don't love it everywhere?
Three.
Ranch dressing is not as omnipresent as it is here. We tend to use it for things other than salad.
My niece,
yeah,
I believe, was it for Halloween? For Halloween, she went as a bottle of Hidden Valley ranch dressing.
Very cool.
And she took a picture of it.
You see what I'm saying?
She ended up on their Twitter.
Yeah.
Or Facebook page.
But this is what I'm telling you. We're obsessed with, especially the Hidden Valley Ranch.
Like people dipping like their pizza crust and stuff.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I can't get French fries without asking for some ranch dressing. I got to have my ranch dressing.
You
for
do
the French fries. Every time. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're hooked on
no
ranch
the Midwest
dressing.
In general. Yes. No, no. Now, there was Kirsten Gillibrand was in Iowa City and she was giving a speech and this woman was like, "Move! I got to get the ranch dressing." Remember that a couple of months ago?
No.
Yeah, no. We are obsessed with ranch dressing in this part of the country.
Okay.
No one on the East or West Coast is going to go as Hidden Valley Ranch for Halloween. I promise you. Your niece is quintessentially Midwestern. And I say that's the highest compliment I can pay a human being. Understand?
She is.
Number three, police in Wisconsin, Grand Chute, Wisconsin, over by Dare. They're on the lookout for a loose kangaroo. Kangaroo spotted hopping across a highway and then walking across a bridge over by Dare in Grand Chute. Caller reported seeing a kangaroo hopping across a bridge over I-41 at about 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday, Hader. Grand Chute Community Resource Officer Travis Waugh says the roo was reported heading east from Fox City Stadium over Bite Air. Officers wandered the bush and thicket looking for signs of the kangaroo, but they were unsuccessful. Waugh said the police will consult with local zoos in an attempt to identify the animal's owner if it turns up again.
So they don't have a good track on the kangaroo.
No, they have no idea.
And it's not like the kangaroo is trying to camouflage itself.
No, they're not good at that, and certainly not in Wisconsin. What would be more insufferable than someone that lives in Wisconsin, someone from Wisconsin that has an exotic pet? That's just a double whammy of stuff I don't like. Right? "Oh, yeah, hey there, I got a kangaroo. You should come see it over by there." Can you imagine how that wouldn't be fun.
"You should come hear my Fiddler Crab Orchestra."
"Oh, yeah, I got a parrot. He sits right on my shoulder. Yeah, hey there." Speaking of unusual animals, we go to Pennsylvania for this next story.
Number four.
Snakes, kangaroos. I got another snake story. This is almost like a Animal Farm today. If it wasn't for the hillbilly with the gun and the Bible and the American flag, we could have just done an animal story show. Pennsylvania woman, Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, used a shovel to kill a cobra she saw slithering on the patio. Very elaborate.
"Oh, I'd kill a cobra.
We never had them cobras till you put them roundabouts in. And the tornadoes, too." Kathy Kehoe says she was Monday afternoon at her apartment outside her unit there on the patio, and she heard a bunch of blue jays squawking. She looks outside and sees a 5-foot-long cobra. This is a 73-year-old woman. She said she noticed the lateral spot commonly found on cobras. She grabbed a shovel and nudged it by the tail. It then rose up and spread its hood.
Yeah, that is very elaborate.
And that's a dead giveaway that you got a cobra.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think this might be a cobra.
Nice. Nice hood.
Wow. She says, I knew what I was doing was dangerous. I'm not a fool. I just acted. I thought of the kids and the other people in this community, and I said, I can't let this thing get
away. This will not stand.
Mm-hmm.
What we have here is a dead snake.
Her apartment complex, at her apartment complex, earlier this year, in March, officials at another unit there at the apartment complex, they came in and took 20 venomous snakes from that apartment. They say they can't be sure if the cobra had escaped from that unit. I'm going to go ahead and say that's what happened.
Yeah, Hoodie Allen.
First team, bitch. Wildlife officials say if you spot a snake like this, you really ought to just call the police and let experts handle the situation. I'm torn here because I would think I would want to kill the snake if it was a cobra.
This is what happened to the snake.
Is the snake is by the gate. Oh, Prince Anhalt. I might want to kill the snake, one, for the story, two, for the safety, and three, if you call the cops and say, yeah, there was a cobra in my backyard, they're not going to believe you. Not in Pennsylvania. Not here.
Yeah, it could take
a while. Unless you've got a dead snake with its head bashed in by a shovel, no one's going to believe your story. Now, is that worth getting bitten by a cobra? I don't know, maybe.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Jacobs Mulch and Services, serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates. Visit them online at jacobsmulch.com for free text message estimates. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange mulch delivery and, more importantly, the spreading. It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Save time and hassle. And save your back. Have your mulch delivered to your home.
And save the whales.
Save the whales. Cut off the head, discard the tail. Oh, that makes for a good garden.
Of course.
Have the mulch.
Hilarity, who quickly turned into danger.
Have the mulch delivered to your home, business, or job site. Let Jacobs Mulch and Services do the spreading. They specialize in landscaping, from urban designs to gardens and landscape cleanups. They even do ornamental projects. They're located in Moline. Call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today. Again, anytime you'd like to reach out to us with any sort of question or comment, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Don't forget to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Five.
And finally, number five, Spotify has done some number crunching, and they realize that they overpaid the music publishers. Now, when we launched Nacho Radio, I don't know how many of you remember this, we had the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We also had two 24/7 music apps.
Yes, we did.
And we would pay a fortune for the rights to play that music. It was a lot of money, but it was enough. It made sense because obviously those artists should be compensated.
Right, but then they changed the rules on us.
Yes.
And then the following year, they were going to want, like, what, 15 times what we were paying?
It was. I think what we had figured out was for every $1,700 in revenue, they were going to get $1,658. And then we still had to pay for the app and the hosting, and it was a lot of work to put those things together. So we thought, well, I don't know if it makes sense to spend money to do these things.
And
we know that, you know, the podcast we can create on our own. We don't have to license this. Although maybe we should. Maybe there'd be a way to do it. Anyway, Spotify has calculated their rates, and they realize they overpaid. And now they're going to ask these music publishers for a refund.
Sure, good luck.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, and they calculated this. The U.S. Copyright Royalty Board, that's who we were paying, in essence. Because they are the ones who changed the copyright laws. And then these other publishers go and say, okay, well, you owe us this much money. Spotify, Amazon, Google, your SiriusXM, your Pandora, they're now saying, well, wait a minute, if they overpaid, maybe we overpaid. But Spotify for sure is saying they overpaid last year and they would like a refund. How do you think that's going to go down?
Yeah, that might take a while.
Isn't that great?
Checks in the mail.
We're going to need that money back. We shouldn't have paid you that much money. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become a patron and you'll have access to everything we do or have done, and specialty programming. And there's specialty programming coming up this week, right?
Yeah, very soon you patrons will be getting access to a Dave and Darren Classics featuring some of our most hilarious bits. And by most hilarious, I mean what we're able to find.
And haven't already played. To death. To death. We're not promising it's not a maybe a repeat. No, that's not the case.
It shouldn't be. It has happened once where I accidentally did a repeat of an Amazing Larry thing. But you know what? It's Amazing Larry.
He's hurting. The show is also brought to you by, but you know that, everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NotYourRadio.com. That'll do, Lawrence. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Oscars Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast is originating or has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Do it live! I have one final story before we close up shop here. Mm-hmm. A substitute teacher in Texas at the El Campo Independent School District, she's been fired. Substitute teacher fired after they learned she was filming porno movies inside the classroom.
How do you do that?
She was uploading videos.
Let's block this scene here.
Uploading videos to a commercial porn site after she recorded them. The school district got tipped off by another substitute teacher. They called the police. Police investigated, but there was no evidence that a crime had been committed. No students or other staff members were involved in these pornographic videos. Chief of police down there in El Campo, Texas, says the reason they did not find any evidence was because the suspect had closed the door and had clothes on and was not reckless about their conduct so that someone else could see them or be offended by it. One of the students says down there that everybody knew the teacher was doing this, and a lot of the students were watching the videos she was posting
in real
online.
Time. Yeah.
Right. So did the substitute teacher find out because the kids were talking about Ms. So-and-so's in the room doing pornos? Or was the substitute teacher watching pornos and like, I know her from the teacher's lounge. Which story's better?
Why have all the Bunsen burners gone missing?
Why do all the protractors smell funny? What's going on here? School officials now working to permanently ban this teacher from the school property.
Are you saying I'm banned?
Yes. Banned.
I'm looking for full time. Does that make a difference?
Teacher, by the way, when they learned about her, she's a substitute teacher.
Yes.
She also had a job at a liquor store. They've also, at the liquor store, has fired her when they learned about the videos.
That doesn't seem fair.
That's not fair at all.
No.
What? It's not like I was making videos here
at the liquor store.
Although
liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Yeah, rubber balls and liquor. Come on. These porno titles write themselves. Why wouldn't you film your pornos at a liquor store? I don't know that I've ever seen a porno at a liquor store.
I wonder if she made one during lunchtime. Sack lunch.
The whole idea of, like, naughty teacher, that's played out.
Yeah.
Somebody please do a liquor store porno. I think I've just discovered something I'm very into. This excites everything about me. Wait a minute. Naked ladies and a liquor store? That's gold. That's all that is gold. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance, don't give me a look like you're judging me.
I'm not. No, I was just considering the idea of a porno around the idea of someone who sells beer and mm-hmm. services more than just the cooler.
Understand you needed a 12-pack? I got a bomber here for you. Yeah, it writes itself. All of the, I mean, there's in beer, there's a bunghole.
I haven't got out.
That's something on a keg. It's called a bung, or on a certain type of
I haven't
keg.
Spent
it's
much
a
time.
Bunghole,
I haven't
yeah?
spent much time in the sun this summer. Can I interest you in the pale ale?
You want an IPA? That's where you touch yourself, an IPA. It's a very specific kind of thing. How is this a genre? This needs to be a genre.
There is,
you know how they've got categories?
Everything's a genre.
Yes.
Everything's a genre.
Right.
Anything that you think you just came up with, already there.
So there probably is liquor store porn, is what you're telling
sure.
me?
Sure.
All right. Well.
Some sort of
I thought we
Clerks ripoff.
I thought we were at a bold new frontier here, but you're probably right. Yeah. They've probably done all of this stuff. That's going to do it until we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Yes. Number two. Wait a minute.
Two.
What?
Two.
I'm sorry.
Number two?
I'm so flustered here.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.